Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Sad story out of Tempe. A suspect was shot and killed by the Tempe police. A 14-year-old boy was in possession of an airsoft gun, and Tempe Police Department said that an officer responded to a suspicious vehicle at 48th Street and Baseline Road. They saw someone in the process of burglarizing that vehicle. The officer approached the suspect. He exited the car's passenger side and fled. What officer said, holding a weapon. That weapon turned out to be an airsoft gun.
And the officer shot and killed the 14-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough story. There's no question about it. Actually, in 2019, that has happened in Tempe. A 17-year-old was wounded in Peoria. A 19-year-old was killed in Phoenix. An 18-year-old was wounded in Fountain Hills. So there have been four police shootings in Maricopa County in 2019 involving teens. One thing I want to know is, do police officers treat a kid with a gun, even if it's a fake gun? You don't know that. Do they treat them differently than an adult with a gun? Why don't we break this down with a couple of people who have certainly been in law enforcement for a while.
Yeah, Brandon Tatum is a former Tucson police officer for 6 years. And Darren Birch is a retired Phoenix police sergeant, 30 years of police experience, 28 with Phoenix PD. Gentlemen, welcome.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we got Brandon on the phone. We got Darren here in studio. So, Brandon, let me start with you. The situation that happened in Tempe with an officer shooting and killing a 14-year-old boy, it wasn't a real gun. The kid was burglarizing a car. Do you see in this instant the cop made any mistake?
I would have to need to see a little more of the information, but just because the gun is not real and that the kid was 14 doesn't necessarily mean that the police officer made a mistake. You know, I think people need to start holding themselves and holding their own kids accountable. Shame on their parents. That kid had no business even being in a situation where police need to respond to a call where he's burglarizing anything and shouldn't be fleeing from the police to start with, the first thing that I would start with. And then second of all, with the dangerous environment that's going on, we've seen so many police officers get killed in the first couple of weeks of this year. Police response is extremely heightened, and I think people need to be aware of that. But like I said, I need to know more details of the case to determine if the police action had been wrong or not.
All right, that is Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer for 6 years. He's joining us. Also, Darren Birch is here in studio, retired Phoenix police sergeant, 30 years experience. What do you make of this, Darren?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is absolutely a tragedy, but the officer, in my opinion, based on what I understand, acted in the right manner. What you got is he's responding to a crime in progress. We're talking about a felony here, and we know as police officers, felons have guns, especially when they're in commission of a crime. So for him to flee the scene of a felony and armed, and that's the key, the officer sees the gun, knows there's a crime in progress, knows it's a felony, and is chasing. And like the other officer said before me, you know, he's refusing to obey commands. There's whatever commands will he also refuse to obey.
Right.
So this officer has every right to think his life could be in jeopardy. Think about this. He's running after a subject with a gun. He can't, with his gun, he can't be running after him, grabbing him, because now he's going to a gunfight with just hands.
Right.
So now his gun is out, and if he thinks this person's a threat, he wants to go home that night.
What about Darren Birch, a retired Phoenix PD, Brandon Tatum, retired, he was with the Tucson police for 6 years. What about the question of, are you trained to handle a juvenile differently with a firearm rather than an adult? Is there any difference? Does it matter whether the kid is 10 or 15 or 26? Or is it just somebody with a gun, you are trained to handle them the same way no matter how old? Darren?
Yeah, the short answer is you're trained to handle the same situation. It is a gun. It is a life-threatening incident. The truth of the matter, as an officer, having been in situations with juveniles with guns, you do react differently. You shouldn't, but the training is all about that's a threat. Now, there's also other factors involved. You know, it's like in this one, it was so that the factors were overwhelming in terms of why the officer shot. There are factors where you get there, you happen to see a situation, you see a boy with a gun, you're not at the same level. You're not that red where you need to engage. You're going to be doing the commands and so forth, and then you wait to see what potential threat there is. Mm-hmm. So every situation is different, without a doubt. But you're trained. A lethal weapon is a lethal weapon if it's a threat.
The story we're talking about, 4 teens have been shot by Valley police officers so far in 2019. The one in Tempe, a 14-year-old fleeing the scene of a felony, as Darren said, that's burglarizing a car. He had what looked like a real gun, but it was a model airsoft gun. Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, 6 years. Are you guys trained to notice the difference between a fake gun and a real gun?
Yeah, we're trained to notice the difference, but it's impossible to try to apply that in every situation, especially when it's as dynamic as chasing somebody. You know, you could do your best. And even nowadays, man, when I was on the SWAT team, we saw criminals painting the real guns orange on the tip to cause a police officer to hesitate for a second. Wow. So they can have the upper hand. So there, it goes into consideration and training to a certain degree. But at the end of the day, man, you got to treat it all like a real gun. Because you just don't know. And I think that what it shows me is that kid, what reason do a 14-year-old, why is a 14-year-old carrying a fake gun anyway? Mm. Unless he's going to try to use it against somebody as it being fake and somebody perceiving it to be real.
Did either of you guys ever have to confront a child or a teenager with a gun?
I was very fortunate. I have never had that situation in my
years,
thank God.
Have you ever had to do that?
No,
Brandon?
I've never confronted a teenager with a gun.
And I'm sorry, you said fake gun, correct?
No, either.
Oh, no. I've had situations where I've encountered.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that a juvenile with a gun, and maybe you hesitate a second or two.
And again, you know, it's whatever the situation displays to you. But yeah, human factors do kick in, and unfortunate as it may be, you may hesitate.
Right.
Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, 6 years. Darren Birch, retired Phoenix police sergeant, 30 years of police experience, 28 with Phoenix PD. Gentlemen, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Wonderful show.
All right. Thanks, man. So, very tough spot. It's 4 incidents this year in 2019. An 18-year-old wounded in Fountain Hills, a 19-year-old killed in Phoenix, 17-year-old wounded in Peoria. To be very fair, we haven't gone through those stories on the air to tell you exactly
every
what
detail,
took place.
Right.
What we really concentrated on was the Tempe police officer who shot and killed a 14-year-old boy who was fleeing the scene. He was trying to burglarize a car.
Right.
It's a very tough situation. There's no question about it. And no one wants to see a 14-year-old killed, and no one wants to see an officer have to live with that, you know.
But no one wants to see an officer killed either.
Absolutely not.
You know,
I'm not blaming the officer
because they hesitated.
Yeah, I'm not blaming the officer. I mean, if a kid is burglarizing a car, you don't know how old the kid is, first of all.
Right.
And the gun looks real. You got to assume it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You're running away. You're brandishing that fake weapon.
Right.
You know, the cops got to go home. Cops got to go home.
Very true.
All right. Coming up next. Fiverr parties. Fiverr parties,
okay,
are the newest kid birthday trend. Is it genius or rude? Next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.